Welcome to the online version of the Call to Worship. I'll read the light-colored print. If you would respond with the bold, and together we'll do the prayer of confession. Sin rules with such power that our end is destruction unless we submit to Christ as our King.
The thief on the cross was in that situation, but when he acknowledged Christ as King, Jesus promised him a place in paradise.
Jesus has power to rule over the effect of sin for all who will accept his kingship.
We know the grip of sin. We want to be released by our Lord's forgiveness and accepted in his kingdom.
And together the prayer of confession.
We profess with our lips that Jesus is King, Father, but with our lives we witness to the authority of sin. We want Christ to be King, but we resist his rule over our lives. Forgive us for our sins that have made Christ's death on the cross necessary for our restoration to your kingdom. We acknowledge Jesus as your Son, the King of our lives, and submit to his guidance and authority. In his name we pray. Amen.
And the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
And we sing glory to the Father.